Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You want to eat healthy. Is fresh food always the best way to go? Or can eating healthy mean that you're also eating canned food, frozen food, if you can't always get to the fresh veggies and fruits? My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller, one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and an expert in disease prevention, wellness, and healthful living. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. So
my pleasure. Fresh versus... I always love talking about food.
Well, so do I, and this is a really great topic because people don't know if canned food is bad for them. Frozen
right.
food, does it still retain the vitamins? So tell us, can we eat the canned and frozen foods?
By all means, you can, and I encourage people to. And we just got through a pretty brutal winter. It would be kind of hard to only be eating fresh produce all the time, based upon even seasonality and availability. And, you know, the other thing, too, is budget. I so often like to point out that we can't be food elitist and tell everybody that everything they eat has to be fresh, they have to make everything from scratch themselves, and that everything must be organic because, you know, at the end of the day, in terms of organic versus conventional, it's what your budget can afford and what you feel good about doing. Number one, as far as nutrient quality, the two are the same. But as far as canned and frozen go, they are just as good. And I recommend that people have those as staples in their pantry and in their freezer so that there's no excuse why you can't get veggies in your diet because you'll always have some on hand.
Okay, so frozen and canned are just as good. Aren't there some chemicals in canned food that people should be worried about?
So what people sometimes think about when they think about canned foods, well, some products, or frozen, because I'll say that some frozen food has sauces in it, so I'm not going to say that they're all just plain, but there are a number of brands that you can buy, and oftentimes it's the store brand for whichever grocery store that you're going to. It could be Target, I don't know if Walmart does private label, but I know that a lot of the supermarket chains do private label produce in the can and also in vegetables. And they do them plain in water. Sometimes they're slightly salted. Sometimes they have sugar in it. And I just want to clear up because I didn't know this until I went to graduate school and learned about this. But the reason why there is salt or sugar sometimes, not just for taste, but also from a food preservation standpoint. I'm not a food scientist in terms of food safety and sanitation from that regard. Like, I don't deal with food technology. But part of the reason why that is in there is to prevent foodborne illnesses from forming. And again, it's vacuum packed, right? We know we don't want to buy cans that are dented. If you buy something that's in a jar, you want to make sure that the vacuum seal is still down and has not popped, you know, before you open up a package from the store, that it's not been compromised in any way to let air in, because that can be problematic.
Now, when things are canned or
yes.
flash frozen, are they
yes.
heated first, and does that take out some of the nutrients?
So as far as usually when they're semi-cooked, so depending on the process, like sometimes they're flash cooked, so they're like quickly dipped in like boiling scalding water. So what that does is a few things. One is it's killing anything that may be on the plant itself. As far as removing any nutrients, I believe that the timing that occurs is so fast. I don't know. I can't say for certain, but I don't know if any nutrients are lost. I am told that they do retain their nutrients because oftentimes, for example, companies like Birdseye, they actually flash freeze their products and on site. So it's done very close to the farm where it occurs. So it's not as though everything gets picked and it's shipped halfway across the country and then processed. It actually is sort of processed right near where it has been ground.
So what about freeze-dried and dried fruits?
So freeze-dried and dried, they have water removed from them. I actually like the freeze-dried because they're kind of, we know that they don't necessarily have any type of preservatives in them. I think with dried fruits, we have to always be concerned about sulfites that are possibly added. The other thing, too, that I do notice is, and I see it a lot at airports where they, you know, people think, oh, wow, that's dried fruit. It's really healthy. A lot of times it has added sugar on it. So that is not necessarily better. You don't want to have dried fruits that have something else to it. You just want the fruit, the whole fruit, and nothing but the fruit.
So then if we're, you know, things like mushrooms and the sun-dried tomatoes and all of these things that come that way, then we cook them. So
right,
they are not only dried, but then
water.
Yeah, so then are they still nutrient-dense after all of that kind of processing?
Yeah, so let's talk about what nutrients we're concerned about losing. The only thing that we're concerned about losing when it comes to cooking in a water medium is water-soluble vitamins. Right, so what are the water-soluble vitamins? We have the B and the Cs. A, D, E, and K are all fat-soluble vitamins. So those vitamins would be leached out if there was fat available. But usually, you know, the way to retain it is to use some of the fluids that you're cooking with in your foods, right? And include, like if you were to sauté spinach, right, you would sauté it, and hopefully you're not going to drain out every drop of liquid that is in the pan. You know, if you use a little bit of oil, if you're using a lot of oil, that's another story. But if you're using like a small amount of oil versus a large quantity of that, you know, you would be eating that and consuming that. If you're throwing it in a pot, if you're using it, let's say, whether it be in soup or a stew or a chili, that's all in there. So you do have the opportunity to consume that back in your body.
Now, when things come in plastic, you know, they're freeze-dried in plastic or flash-frozen in plastic. We want to make sure that the listeners know to get it out of that plastic, right? You don't like those microwave foods that you stick in the plastic or even stick in a steamer in that plastic and cook them that way.
I don't necessarily get crazy about plastic. So maybe
Okay, so tell us why.
Maybe you want to beat me for that. The reason why is because, again, I'm all about convenience. I think that a bigger problem for people when it comes to health is not, and maybe, you know, I might be wrong, but I don't see the science saying that all plastics are bad or that all, because some of them are not necessarily plastic. I know that I have used some brands that have completely biodegradable product that I don't know what it's made out of, but that you can actually, you know, the package does completely at some point disintegrate. So it's clearly not entirely plastic. I think that if you can use those foods and cook with them, if it's convenient, let's say you're bringing something to work with you and you're in a hurry, and whether it was a shelf-stable product or if it was something in the freezer, if you can eat that and it's a more nutritious food than, let's say, going to a quick serve restaurant and getting something fried or getting something at the cafeteria fried, I'm all for it. You know, I have to sort of pick my battles with people. I think that you can get a lot of healthier for you foods that are frozen, that are shelf stable. If you prefer to cook things in glass, or in ceramic or on a stovetop, I think that's terrific. But I recognize that people can't always do that. So I don't want to discourage that
as long as it's the convenience. Now, we just have a minute left. Please, Dr. Stoller, give us your favorite foods that come in cans. I mean, do you prefer beans, fruits, vegetables, anything that people can get in cans?
Beans is one you just nailed because I'm lazy. And I often, when I want to use beans, I want to use them in the moment when I have the impulse to use them. And I'm just lazy about soaking them and cooking them. So that I could get them to where I want them to be. So, and I do keep lots of beans in my house because I love to make bean salads. I love to open up a can of beans, rinse them off, and then I throw them on top of salads. So, and I have a few, like, favorites. They're probably from childhood because I love little canned peas. And I also love, believe it or not, as much as I love asparagus, I love canned asparagus because, you know, I tell a funny story about when I first ate fresh asparagus.
But we're just out of time, Dr. Stoller. So, no, it's okay. We'll have to get to your story because I do love them. And canned foods, flash frozen, all just as good for you. You heard it from Dr. Felicia Stoller, the consummate expert. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.